4 years ago, there were record high numbers of unaccompanied minors traveling into the U.S. from Central America. Since 2014, thousands of young children have been detained at the border. But what do they do once they're released to relatives or guardians in the U.S.? Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports on the story of one young local man and his search for a better life.
Working 11-hour shifts on cornfields in Mendota is some of the hardest work to do. Add school and immigration court to the mix, and you might start losing track of the days. Like one teenager who recently moved to the valley. I would wake up at 11 at night to make food and leave at about 12:15. We go into work at 1 a.m. and get off at noon that day. That's an 18-year-old from El Salvador who traveled to the United States as an unaccompanied minor. We'll call him M. He says his long graveyard shifts on the cornfields were exhausting. He would lose track of the days while trying to stay in his routine. So now, M says he's working on the watermelon fields because it fits better with his schedule. Valley Public Radio is letting him stay anonymous because fears of violence. If you're out on the streets, you don't know who can harm you, the police or gangs. You don't feel safe anywhere. You don't feel safe around gangs or the police. M says he crossed the border when he was 17 and is currently seeking asylum. He says he saw and experienced violence in his own life often, whether it be from gangs or his stepdad. Now that he's here, M says at least he can count on law enforcement for protection. When I report something to the police here, it's different. When I was in my country, one time someone wanted to kill us in El Salvador. My mom called the police and they didn't come until the next day. M says it was difficult to build a life in El Salvador or even go to school. In the small town he lived in, he says most kids would stop going to school by the time they were teenagers. I think I have more opportunities here. Once you turn a certain age, it's not as easy to keep studying, unless you have a lot of money. And M's family didn't have a lot of money. Unfortunately, M is just one of the thousands of other unaccompanied minors who are escaping tough and dangerous situations. And when they finally get to the States, it can get even harder.
There's no attorney appointed for them by the government, so the kids have to find their own attorney. They are living with a relative of some degree, usually, who might have their own kids, might have, you know, their own economic obstacles. They're paying for an attorney can be very burdensome.
Katie Anand is an immigration attorney for Kids in Need of Defense, or KIND. They're one of the only nonprofits in Fresno that provide free attorney services for unaccompanied minors. She says there is zero guarantee unaccompanied kids will get some form of legal status, and many continue to get deported every day.
They have to meet the burden to show they're eligible for some kind of immigration case, which is very hard to do, especially right now. So kids without attorneys are at a very big disadvantage, or kids with attorneys who are not specialized in youth immigration law are also at a disadvantage because there's so much changing right now, and there's lots of nuances to being able to seek protection in the U.S. It's definitely not an easy process for the kids.
And for M, it hasn't been an easy process, but he says it's been better than his life in El Salvador. Back there, I had a lot of stress. I didn't like my life. Also, well, living in El Salvador, it's not having a life. If people see you prospering there, they'll try to take what you have. M says he doesn't know how his life would be if he stayed in El Salvador. But he says it would be a life he wouldn't want to live. Here, he's getting ready to enroll in college courses. And if he is able to get legal residency, M says his goal is to join the army and eventually become a psychologist or lawyer. He says he just wants to help people. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.